Many years passed, but the Dutchman could find no peace for his tortured soul. In 1818, in Marseille, the Flying Dutchman came to visit Claude Gabin de la Tomier, a secretary to Napoleon's once powerful minister of police, Monsieur Foch. The Dutchman had met Foch himself 7 years earlier in Lubeck, after Napoleon blockaded Great Britain. The Dutchman suggested to Gabin that he kidnap Napoleon from St. Helena and bring him to Bordeaux. The captain put forward three conditions. The emperor must come aboard his ship alone and remain in his cabin the entire journey with a bandage over his eyes. The captain would receive the equivalent of Napoleon's weight in gold. And finally, Gabin must give his consent for the captain to wed Gabin's 14-year-old granddaughter, the most beautiful maiden in France. Gabin could not sleep. He was haunted by the ghost of the Dutchman. Finally, he consulted Lucien Bonaparte and other members of the emperor's family. But it was too late. The captain had returned to sea. Gabin went to the house the captain had rented and found there a beautiful girl. She was quite insane, repeating over and over again that she would love the stranger forever and would die for him. She did not know who she was or where she came from. A week later, she died in an asylum. When the Flying Dutchman arrived in Marseille many years later, Gabin had already passed away, and his granddaughter had married an artillery officer.